Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Maybe the craziest weekend we've ever had in
Ever.
Taylor history, Eras Tour history. I'm blown away, Gia. I can barely contain myself. Taylor Swift spent her weekend at Wembley in London, and we always thought we thought something was going to happen in London. People were dropping hints. Travis is dropping hints. What transpired in London last night? I have
No.
no, I have no words.
I will never. I just my whole entire Twitter for you page is all Travis and Taylor. My Instagram, it's just I'm eating up all of the content, all of the angles, anything I can get. The like scream that came out of my body when I got the notification that Travis was on stage with Taylor, like I couldn't stop screaming at the top of my lungs.
No, it was outrageous. I am so glad that you texted me because I'm with my family at down the shore, and I'm had my phone on the side. I'm trying to be present with my parents and my brother. Thankfully, I saw you text and it said Travis on stage. I almost thought it was a troll. I was like, there's no way that he's on stage right now. I stopped everything we were doing. I was like, you guys have no idea what's going on right now. Like, this is insane. I'm like explaining it to them. They're looking at me like I'm insane. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened. So, of course, this past weekend in London, Taylor had every single night of the concert, 3 nights so far, every single night was absolutely star-studded.
Yeah, big
Like,
time.
the most famous people in the world every single day were there. It was insane. And we'll list them out in a minute. But what happened last night was during the skit before the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart song in the TTPD skit or set. Usually it's Cam and Jan who come out, her dancers, and they're putting her together. She's changing her outfit, she's stomping her feet. We all know this by now. Last night, a third member pops out, a certain 6'5", football
Gigantic,
player
yeah.
with a makeup brush, and is just in the skit doing the whole thing. I am blown away. And he stole the show, by the way. He looked like the ringleader. Like, he came out and was like, here's my like here it is, and we're gonna put on this
He
show.
can't not steal the show. Like, he's just
I know.
ginormous. And it's also
I
funny.
know.
Like, they must have had been planning this for a really long time because, like, he had, like, the custom outfit. He had, the custom
Yeah.
Louboutins. Like, it's probably hard
I
to find,
know.
like.
I know the custom. When I saw the custom Louboutins, I was like, okay, well, this is literally 6 months in the making. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is so insane. There was the custom suit, the hat, because he's so big, he can't just get a suit off the rack. You know what I mean? Especially not a costume for this massive show. So he's got that going on. He's got the Louboutins. But what I think the image that is going to sit with me forever is she falls on the ground after the end of The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and that's right before this skit is when that happens. And usually it's Cam and Jan who like stand her up, drag her over, whatever. This time around, Travis Kelce picked her up like a dead body on the ground and was carrying her basically through the flames of a burning
So
building. Like,
effortlessly, like he carried her, and she was probably heavy with that dress. Like, she's wearing that big ass
for
dress. Like,
sure, that big jacket, that huge like military jacket she has on.
and she was light as a feather to him.
He was shaking her. Did you see he was shaking her
He's
at
like,
one
"Tay, wake
point?
up!" He's like, "Wake up!" He got so into it, and that's what I love so much. Like, he was so into it to the point where someone kind of pointed out that Taylor kind of had to like give him like a little bit of a cue to like put the makeup brush on her face because he was just like,
She's like, okay, let's go. I'm the star
he
here,
was getting
okay?
too caught up in the crowd, like just doing all these like little antics. I loved how he like busted out the little like Dumb and Dumber like
Oh yeah,
dance move.
the tune. Yeah.
Oh God,
Oh.
he really embraced this role, and that's why I feel like he is the perfect guy for Taylor because he loves the attention just as much as she does, and like they just
Right.
thrive together, like being in the spotlight.
He loves an opportunity to perform, and he loves an opportunity to be silly. And I think that is
Totally.
the whole part of the tour. That set intro is supposed to be silly. It's supposed to be silly, it's supposed to be unhinged, it's supposed to be like over the top, ridiculous, very theatrical, like marionette puppet vibe, all that shit. And he just slid in effortlessly, gave it his all, good, did the big look on the face. He was so perfect for it. And it was incredible. But you know what it reminded me of, Gia? Remember a while back, I forget if we talked about it on the show or if we just sent it back and forth. But when that set was first introduced in Paris, obviously, someone had said like, "Oh, we have a feeling that this part of the set is just going to get more and more unhinged as time goes on." And
Oh.
Kim had replied to it being like, "Oh, you have no idea." And this was months ago.
Oh.
And so and in my head, I never in a million years would have thought that this is what they meant by that.
Never.
And I'm just blown away.
Well, I feel like we were
Absolutely
even
blown away.
saying
What
like with
fun.
Sabrina and Barry, like we were like, oh, like it'd be so fun to have like Travis be in a music video, and Taylor was like, well, let's just one up a music video and bring him out on
That's what I'm
fucking
saying.
stage.
She was like, "Oh, Sabrina's got him in a music video.
Yeah.
Like, my beer. Here's your
Yeah.
crumbs. He's gonna be on stage in front of my 89,000 person
So
crowd at Wembley
crazy.
Stadium."
So I wonder if
Absolutely.
he was hinting to that when he was asked, like when he did that, was it Entertainment Tonight interview or whatever interview he did? And he was like,
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the London shows. Like, I'm most excited for London shows. So I feel like they must have been planning it since then.
Definitely. Definitely. Because too many things align. Like, it's not like he's just like, "Oh, I can't wait to see London."
Yeah.
And he just so happens to like have this big moment there. And like we said, there is a lot of planning had to go into this. To have seen, like, he had to be there in rehearsals,
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
totally, totally.
He had to be there for rehearsals. Wait, but you just sent me this, I think, right before we started. To get him up there, they had him hiding under a willow coat, like bending down, like creeping by with a
Isn't that
willow.
insane?
This is the funniest shit I've ever seen. Like, how can he hide? He's so huge.
I was curious though, because like everyone was freaking out when Gracie Abrams left the tent. Like, everyone noticed Gracie Abrams left the tent. Oh my God, whatever. I was
Right,
like, how did
right.
no one notice that 6'7" Travis Kelce left the tent? Like, how did no one see that? And it was because he was hiding under
He was
the
hiding under the willow cloak, and it just so fucking funny. Also, I really think like Gracie Abrams, who obviously they performed the new song "Us"
Yeah.
later on, which was beautiful. People, the minute they saw her in the VIP tent, they were like, eyes on Gracie. Like, she better not leave the tent between
Yeah.
the TTPD set and the midnight set or
Yeah.
whatever. And they're like, "You better stay there, girl." And people were saying that online. And so I think that like people thought maybe that was already going to happen. I don't think anyone in the world would have thought that Travis would leave. Even if he left the tent at that time, I wouldn't have thought like, "Oh, he's just going
Yeah,
backstage." Like, I
no.
would have thought like, "Oh, he's going to the bathroom. Oh, he's going, wherever." But lo and behold, he's got his fucking custom suit on and his Louboutins, and
Oh.
he's carrying the music industry in his
Lit yeah,
arms.
literally.
So it's just out of control.
I feel like if there's any like Travis and like or Tavis haters, I feel like there's like some Swifties out there that were still like unsure about him. I just feel like this just cements him as the
This is
one
it.
of
Yeah,
her
this is it.
better, if not best, boyfriends, and like he just matches her freak perfectly.
Absolutely. And speaking as someone who didn't like him at first,
Right,
I was
right.
anti, and he's just no one has ever done a complete 180 in my eyes like this man. Like,
Yeah.
he just is that person. He's down to have fun. He's down to be supportive. He's a cool guy. He's willing to go up and just, do something fun and silly and unserious and
Yeah.
just, I think that that's also part of it. Like, everything has felt so serious. Like, "Oh my God, we have a picture of the two of them together, paparazzi, whatever." Like, everybody's making such a big deal. But the more that we see him and the more that he's integrated, it's just like, ah, that's Travis. Like, we're getting used to it,
Yeah.
Like, it's less of a, this is obviously major headline news, but like, if he goes on the stage again at some other point, I'd be like, ah, that's just Travis on stage again. You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
yeah,
It's
yeah. I'd be like, oh, Travis
less
is
of him.
back. Well,
Right? Like, what could be bigger than this?
yeah. Well, now everyone's joking after that video of him kind of doing the karma choreography. Everyone
Yeah.
was like, he should come out for the karma set at the end, like in the
Right,
sparkly
exactly.
jacket and do the whole choreography. It'd be
And do
so
the whole
funny.
thing in the
Yeah,
background, and
yeah.
from behind the Chiefs point to him, and he's like,
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
does
Yeah,
he's doing
the hot dog
perfect.
dance.
The hot dog dance, which I love. That's one of my personal favorite dances, is the hot dog dance.
Yeah, he just throws two hands up.
Yep.
I love it.
So good. So good. But so besides all that, obviously that was the talk of the town. There's nothing else that could even top that. However, There were so many people in attendance
Yeah.
in London that it just absolutely blew my mind. For we got last night, there's Paul McCartney,
Yep.
there's Andrew Scott, Phoebe
Yep.
Waller-Bridge, both. I was dying at that video of them leaving the tent, maybe to like go to the bathroom or something, and then running back because style was starting. So cute.
That was
We have
so
them. We got
cute.
Sophie Turner, Tom Cruise. We've
Yep.
got all of her usual friends. We got Cara Delevingne.
Yep.
I
Erin
don't even.
Andrews was there, Cate
Oh,
Blanchett.
Erin and Carissa, which they've
Yeah,
been
Carissa
dying to
Thompson.
go.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're always talking about it on TikTok, and people are always tagging us in their videos of them talking about it. So congrats to them for finally being able to go.
Wasn't Erin Andrews like one of the people that kind of like set Taylor and Travis up or like put the idea in
She's the
Travis's
one
head?
that she's the one that suggested it. She was like, I think that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift would be a great match. And I don't know if she was like involved in exchanging of numbers and
Right, but
stuff.
she was
She said it
like,
on their show.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's
She's amazing.
crazy. So full
So
circle
yeah.
moment. But yeah, and
So
then it was like Ellie Goulding, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, Liam
right.
Hemsworth, Greta Gerwig, Hugh Grant, Jonathan
Hugh
Van
Grant.
Ness. Oh yeah.
Hugh Grant has said, he goes, what did he tweet? He said something like, oh, Taylor, wait, I have to find the tweet.
Yeah, he said like Taylor put
Oh,
on the
it's
best show ever.
because dear Taylor Swift, this is his tweet. Dear Taylor Swift, you have an incredible show, an amazing and V hospitable team, an excellent of a gigantic boyfriend. Hashtag tequila shots.
Yeah.
Thanks so much from one aging London boy, wife, and thrilled 8-year-old. Hashtag half girl, half bracelet.
Like half of that makes no sense. Clearly him and
So
Travis
sad.
have like some sort of like inside joke, like hashtag tequila shots, like him and
No, clearly, like, well, they were doing tequila shots because whenever they showed the booth, everybody dancing and stuff, they kept showing people during Shake It Off dancing, which we'll get into in a second. But during one video of them all dancing to Shake It Off, it was like Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise,
Yeah.
Jason, see Kylie Kelce were
Yeah.
there. I'll talk about them too. But someone in the background, and it might be Hugh Grant, but I couldn't tell who it is holding up a bottle of Patron, like dancing to Shake It Off. So clearly they're having a good time
Yeah,
in the
they were
VIP.
definitely partying in there. It looked like the
Big
most
time.
lit a VIP tent has ever been.
Absolutely. And just what a good time.
All right, guys, quick break for Seed Probiotics. Whether you're off to the pool, hiking, or traveling this summer, I'm going to Zion this summer, so I'm going to be doing a lot of hiking, a lot of pool time. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. You're bringing your microbiome with you too. The 38 trillion bacteria that live in and on you, especially your gut, are essential to whole body health. And Seed's DS01 daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 capsules a day. So I'm definitely going to be bringing my Seed with me to Zion. I'm going to be sweating a lot. I'm going to be, eating different types of foods. It's going to be a lot of working out, a lot of new environmental issues, whatever's going on. So I'm definitely going to need my Seed for sure. It's so easy. It just comes in a little pack. I can pack it so easily. I just put it in my little makeup bag, and your
Yes.
body is an ecosystem, and great whole body health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and much more. I always talk about how I feel like my skin health has been better. I can't attest to that as of right now, only because I've been traveling a lot, so I do have a pimple, which is really annoying. But I feel like Seed has helped me not break out more, because when I travel so much, I just
For
become,
sure.
oh my God, my skin's disgusting, and I feel like it's not as crazy as it usually can get. Seed's patented capsule and capsule design means all 24 strains of bacteria survive the journey from shipping to your door through digestion without synthetic or chemical coatings, and no refrigeration is needed. So that's perfect for travel. You don't have to worry about keeping your stuff cool. And with clinical trials and breakthrough research published in top scientific journals, Seed's probiotic research and development makes DS01 a product you know and you can trust. And so, if you want to support your gut this summer with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic, go to seed.com/watch and use code 25watch to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/watch, code 25watch.
Oh, so we have Jason Kelce and Kylie Kelce, their first concerts. They
Yeah.
went twice in a row, which means that they really like it.
Yeah.
They didn't have to go twice, but they did. which is amazing.
Yeah, I feel like Jason, like everything I expected of Jason at these shows, he fulfilled like my expectations. Rather, he was carrying the beer like in his mouth while like like waving, and then he was like shaking his head, dancing, so like jumping up and down, dancing crazy.
Going crazy. He, friendship bracelets all off his arm,
on his ears. So hilarious. Funny. He was signing hats. It seemed like he was being so nice. Kylie was talking to everyone. It looked like Kylie was having such a fun time. And that clip of Kylie standing in the background and they're singing, is it So High School, I think? And she's kind of looking.
It might have been Lover.
It was Lover. You're right. It was Lover. On. Yep. Yeah, it was Lover. And you see Travis and he's singing and like he looks so happy. And you see Kylie in the background and she's kind of just like glancing over at Travis, like glancing over at Taylor and being like, like you could just see in her eyes, she's like, oh, like it's just so cute. Like she
adorable.
Just I feel like based off like the podcast, like when Kylie came on the show, she, you know, she was joking about Travis getting a girlfriend and, you know, always kind of giving him shit. And I feel like Kylie's probably just like finally like he found someone that like is on the same playing field, you know?
Exactly. And he and it's true, like he just looks so happy, like being supportive and hanging out and just like bringing his family into it. We had Andrea Swift was there as well.
Yeah.
Around two shows in a row, I think.
She was like the first person that he like ran to after he came off the stage, like and went back into the tent. Like he went right up to her. It seems like he has developed a bit of a closer relationship now. He had his arm around Andrea, he's walking in with them, they're walking out together. Scott's there too. It seems like they've become closer over the past couple months or something.
Absolutely. Also too, like you know, he himself is a family guy. He's got an amazing relationship with both of his parents.
Yeah.
And Scott and Andrea are kind of similar to
totally.
Donna in that way. Just like raising their kids with this like family, you know, all these good family values and respect and everything. And I feel like the Kelseys do the same. And so I'm sure they, you know, they get along like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was this was the real star of the weekend.
Ooh.
Because obviously Travis went on stage.
Yeah.
And so that definitely tops this. But personally for me, Prince William in the show was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I don't
show.
Understand why they don't do more stuff like that, because it made him seem so normal.
You know why? Because they're really not, like, times are a changing and things are different, but in the royal family, those kind of things aren't like allowed. Like it's very much like you stay serious. You can't really show your vulnerable side or like your human side. And so that's why like everyone loved Diana so much, because she was so good at doing it anyway. And she was always outside of the, you know, what was allowed and whatever. So people liked her for how human she was. And for some reason, despite knowing all that, this family still hasn't ever like gotten the hint. Like, hey, maybe a little more vulnerable or whatever. But now that I think there's a lot going on, obviously Princess Kate is going through a hard time. King Charles is going through a hard time. The Queen is dead, rest in peace. We've got Harry and Meghan are you know, slinging honey in California, or jam in California,
jam,
whatever the hell they're up to. And so William is here with his kids who are like Taylor Swift fan age, Charlotte and George. And he is longtime friends with Taylor.
I didn't realize that. I saw a picture of them like sitting next to each other at some sort of event in like 2014.
Yeah, you'll die. In 2014, you'll die. I forget what event it was. It was like some dinner, but they sang together. They went on stage and did like a karaoke together. Yeah. The videos
are hilarious.
Yeah. So they've been friends for a long time. And I think that like, I don't know if there was a conversation that happened where William was like, Taylor, I need your help. Like I need my ratings to go back through the roof. But if the conversation didn't happen and she maybe just kind of like took the opportunity to help them out, because that in my eyes is what happened here with the selfie that they took, which like, again, the royal family, that's not a thing. They can't like take their own selfies. Like they can sometimes, if they're, you know, commoners are walking around and they see William and he's walking up the, you know, to Kensington Palace, he'll like take selfies with people. Like that's allowed, I guess. No, but it didn't used to be. And he never usually does it. You will never see like Prince William with a phone out taking a selfie. Like that's just not that
Yeah.
they're not allowed to do it. And we know that because Meghan Markle said that. Meghan Markle was like, nobody's allowed to take selfies. Like I couldn't have my cell phone. Like it's bizarre.
Oh.
So like that's a fact. Like I'm not just making that up.
Yeah.
But people are making that up on TikTok. I'm not. That's just a fact. So Taylor takes this selfie with William, George, Charlotte, his two kids. Their youngest, Louis, wasn't there. He's
Yeah.
too young. And
And
Travis
Travis, yeah.
puts it on her
I
grid,
know, like the
wishing
grid
him
post
happy
was
birthday.
crazy. Yeah.
Wishes first photo of Taylor and
Yeah.
Travis together on her grid, and it's just I'm blown away by it.
I
Blown
was
away by it.
shocked to see the grid post, like, happy birthday, mate. Like, I didn't realize
Yep.
that they were friends like that. But then, yeah, I saw those pictures together. So I was like, oh, obviously, like, they have met before.
They're
But
besties. They're
yeah.
friends. They've been friends for a long time. I'm sure it's hard for them to like hang out, you know? Like they don't hang out as
Yeah.
friends.
It was
When do they see each
refreshing
other?
to see him, like, let loose. Like, he was just doing the ultimate
He was
dad.
dancing. I've never seen someone dance harder to shake it off. Like it was just, and you know that he's got a lot he's trying to shake off. So that's what's like funny about it is like he's in the middle of this time where like no one believes in him. Everyone thinks he's an asshole. I mean, everyone think he's an asshole. Like this just, whether it was intentional or not, it was just a great boost for the family, you
Totally.
know?
I agree.
A great moment. But him dancing and being so carefree and so human, and
Yeah.
I, it was great to see. And I'm like, see, William, just do it. Like, whatever. Your
Shake it
grandma's dead.
off.
Shake it off. Your grandma's dead. The rules are changing. Times are anew. Like, we can't
Grandma's
keep you
dead,
from
it's time to
taking selfies.
party.
We can't keep you from taking selfies and dancing to Shake It Off anymore. And we
Yeah.
don't want to, by the way. We don't want to. So do you. And so I was really happy to see it. And the kids looked so happy, like
Yeah,
to
they
be
oh
together.
they had the biggest smiles on their faces. It seemed like they were having so much fun up, and people were like, oh, why wasn't he in the VIP tent? Like, why wasn't he down there? He's the heir to the throne of
He can't be in the
England.
VIP
Yeah,
tent.
he can't be in the VIP tent. He has to be like in a box in a secure area where there's like easy exits, like in case anything
Right, with like
happened.
royal sec right, like royal security service and stuff.
Everywhere. Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
right, he's gonna be the king of England in
Yeah.
5 minutes. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, he can't just be in the VIP tent. But I bet he was sad and jealous to not be in it. Like, I bet that would have loved to whoop it up and take tequila shots with Hugh Grant. You
Yeah,
know,
totally. I wonder if
but
Taylor is going to grid post Travis again with like a London recap today.
definitely, definitely him. I hope for the picture of him holding her up.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
I hope for that on the grid,
I can't
which I think
believe
will be
that.
incredible.
Like, I literally just can't believe that he picked her up. He picked her up so
It was just,
effortlessly.
it was magic. That him shaking her
Yeah.
like a
And
body,
like
it was
fanning
just, oh, it was
himself, like when
hilarious.
she like took the dress off, he's like, ooh, yeah, it
Yeah,
was
he had that fan. I
yes.
was like, where'd you get that fan?
Yeah.
It's just so good. Everything about it was so good.
So good.
He did. We got a lot of good
I have
songs.
the
I would
list in front
them.
of me.
Oh, good. Very nice.
Night
Very nice.
one was Hits Different and Death by a Thousand Cuts, which she's called the Mega Bridge.
Love that.
And she
And she was
crushed it.
there. Yeah, she did.
Then it was the Black Dog and Comeback Be Here. And
Everyone went
then
crazy for that.
yeah.
Apologies.
Then
Now I
night
know. Yep.
two was Thank You, Amy plus Mean, which was a good
Which.
one. You like that
What a
one, right?
combo. So
Yeah.
that one, so that that's the, I knew that there was one of them that I wanted to talk about, and it's that one. Because before she performed that mashup, she said, she was like, thank you to everyone that is here, and it's just amazing to feel when so many people want you to succeed and blah blah blah, and it feels great. So thank you for being here and for making this all possible. And also, and that she goes, and for everyone who talks shit about me, it only makes me work harder and it makes me stronger.
Yeah,
And
fuck
so,
yeah.
like, I never played this song before. Wish me luck. And then goes right into Thank You, Amy mashup with Mean, which
Love
is
it.
just excellent, excellent
And it was kind of like
pairing.
foreshadowing with that Dave Grohl shit,
Big
like
time. What is that? What is going on with Dave Grohl? Like, I don't understand. Like, I didn't even write,
I
people were
thought
like,
that
write a
they were
blog about that.
friends.
Me neither. People were like, write a blog about that. I was like, I don't want to get me messed up with like the Foo Fighters people.
No,
Like, I
yeah.
think that Dave Grohl went on stage and just tried to get like attention. Like,
Yeah,
what was that?
he just went on stage and he was like, It's like, I don't know why he felt the need to bring up Taylor Swift, but he brought her up and was saying, like, the Eras Tour, people started booing. He didn't say anything once people started booing. And he was like, this isn't the Eras Tour. Like, this is the Errors Tour, which also people already make that joke about the Eras Tour. It's also called the Eras Tour, Errors Tour. Thank you very much, Dave.
Right, every time something happens, people say that.
Yeah. And then he was like, this is the Errors Tour because we make mistakes because we play live. Like, unlike other people, like, we play this whole show live. And then Taylor even said, I don't know if she, like, saw that clip, like, before she went on stage or something, because she was like, you know, I just want to thank my band. Like, I want to thank the dancers, everyone. We're doing this show for 3.5 hours live. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, good. Did she say that after? Was that
she
last
said
night?
It after. Yeah. Like, in the beginning of the show.
Well, then definitely. And good. I'm glad that she said that, because that's fucking weird. Like, why?
So weird.
So many people feel the need to, like, reference her, talk shit, whatever. Someone said, people are starting so much shit. I don't know who said this, but someone was like, well, Dave Grohl's daughter's a big Billie Eilish fan.
I saw that too. Yeah. They're like, she's like getting in his head. Like, she's like telling him like all the conspiracies. Like, I don't think so. But I also read that Dave Grohl like told this story about how they went to like a party at, I think it was like Paul McCartney's house or something, and he like got too high, and Taylor started singing best of you. Yeah. And like he like she like saved him from tweaking from being too high by like singing that song, so they like duetted together. And it's like, so like, if you guys are friendly like that, like, why the fuck are you just
right, so why are you talking
bashing
shit?
Her
like, maybe he just doesn't know. Maybe he was fucked up on stage and it's just like, we do everything live. Maybe he just assumes, like, I don't know. But again, these people, what do they expect? And then he was also saying, like, I don't want the smoke from the Swifties. It's like, then shut your mouth. Like, that. What do you think we're going to say?
Yeah, then don't be fucking rude.
Don't be fucking rude. Yeah. Like, it really, really makes no sense to me, like, why it even needs to be mentioned. Like, are you threatened by the fact that everybody's going to this tour and it's the most successful tour right now?
Yeah, it's just like, it's so weird. Like, do they really, like, I don't think they have the same demographics really. And no. Like, I love the Foo Fighters. I love Dave Grohl. Like, I was like, damn, Dave, like, why you gotta do that? Like, I liked you. I saw the Foo Fighters.
I wasn't mad. I was disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I love Dave Grohl. Like, you're an icon. Yeah. An icon alone. Everybody loves you. Like, why are you stooping this low?
Yeah.
Like, you don't that. Nobody, you never need to act like that.
Agreed.
So I don't know what the hell that was about.
So strange. But then she did back to the surprise songs. She did Castles Crumbling that night as well with Hayley Williams. Hayley Williams just fucking went off on
her voice. I have chills right now, Gia, thinking about that performance. Like, I'm not even a Castles Crumbling girl.
No, neither am I.
And which we know, like, we've talked about before, like, that it'd kind of be, I'd be like, whatever, if Castles Crumbling came on. But Hayley has such a beautiful voice.
Oh, God.
And is such a talent and is clearly so close to Taylor. Yeah. Like, they just, the way that they, like, were interacting and joking and, like,
she called her, like,
her, like, lifelong friends.
Yeah, like, her, like, first music friend, like, her closest music friend.
Yeah.
Like, Hayley even had, like, the lyrics written down her arm the way that Taylor used to do. She was wearing, like, the purple dress. Very Speak Now coded, like, everything about Hayley's outfit. And yeah, I just feel like anytime an artist is next to Hayley Williams singing wise like, they're kind of just like, you take the lead, I will do the harmonizing, I'll do the rest, because she just blows it out of the water. I mean, even when we saw her when she opened, I just couldn't believe my ears, because she was just so incredible. Her voice is just iconic. And just she deserves more hype. I feel like Paramore deserves more hype.
Absolutely,
because even though I feel like Paramore is a huge band. Obviously, everyone knows them. They're so popular. They have bangers after bangers after bangers. But I just feel like Hayley Williams needs the recognition when it comes to vocal. Like, I feel like I always see lists of like the best. Like, female vocal, whatever, and Hayley Williams should be, like, number one, if not.
No, she's on the list. She's on the list of, like, top of all time. Like, she is an excellent, excellent vocalist.
Yeah.
Absolutely out of control. But yeah, that was a really sweet moment. Yeah, it was a lot of fun and surprises. A lot of friends on stage all weekend. A lot of, like, you know, just cool shit going on. And I like that we're at the point of the tour where it's just kind of like anything goes. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
exactly.
no idea. Like, sure, maybe we didn't get a Reputation announcement, but she literally put Travis on
Yeah.
stage. So it's like,
Yeah, I'm
okay, done.
satisfied for the rest of my life, literally.
I'll take that. I'll take that
Yeah.
and what about it. But
And then night three,
she's great.
she did Us by herself on the guitar, which I was
Yeah.
so confused about. I was like, oh, is she not bringing out Gracie? Like, she's right there. Like, she has to bring her
Yeah,
out.
kind of crazy.
But then she brought out Gracie to come out on the piano. So Taylor was on the guitar while Gracie did the piano. And yeah, just I love their voices together. I love Gracie Abrams. Her new album is so good. Us is such a good song. And I
Us is
knew once
great.
she
Us
left the
is lovely.
tent, I was like, it's game over. Fucking Gracie's coming out. And
Yeah, of course. Of course. Are you kidding? Like
yeah.
immediately.
I love their relationship. Like I feel like Gracie just looks up to Taylor so much, and Taylor takes really good care of her. And this is the second time Gracie got to come out on the surprise song set. They did I Miss You, I'm Sorry when her set got cut off because of the weather.
The weather, right? I forgot about that. A long time ago when she was like opening for her
Yeah.
in the States.
It was
Yeah.
actually Madeline's show.
Oh, no way. In Ohio, right?
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was an amazing moment. So like this was even so it was just I love seeing them perform together. And she said, if you know the words to this one, you get extra credit points because it's only been out for like 2 days. And she was like,
Yeah.
I love this girl so much, and I love writing with her. So I just love them. And then she did Out of the Woods, Is It Over Now, Clean mashup, which is crazy.
Crazy
Yeah.
mashup and a great one.
Great
I
one.
love all those
I
songs.
love a
We had
good
a little bit
she
of that.
loves a 1989 mashup, I feel like.
Yeah, she does. She
Yeah.
really does. And I'll tell you what, I do too.
Oh.
I love a 1989 mashup. I think it's so
Same.
great.
Same.
Because they all, I feel like out of all of her albums, 1989 is one of those ones that like it really does. They do all kind of flow together sound
Totally.
wise, but
Especially
it really.
the vault tracks with the like original songs.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which are out of control. So, absolutely love them, and just a stellar performance all around. Just, an out of control weekend, I'd say. And we have more London shows in August. So this upcoming weekend, she'll be in Dublin for 3 days, and then she comes back. It's like five shows. It's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Day off on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in August, like mid-August or
Oh,
something,
so
which
she
is
is
crazy.
off all July?
No. She's just skipping around. Like she's going to Dublin this weekend,
Oh, and
and then
then
she's
other
going to like other
places.
cities in between. But then she's coming back to Wembley because remember she said I'm doing eight shows at
Yes,
Wembley, but she's
yeah.
only done three so far.
Yeah.
So the rest of them are down the
Yeah,
line.
everyone was kind of
We'll
freaking
see.
out because she didn't do so long London, but yeah, we still have three
There's still
more.
time.
Yeah,
There's
still a
still
lot
time.
of time, yeah.
Also, she's not going to do so long London when like her whole fam is there, like Travis and Kel and
Yeah.
Kylie, and Travis is on stage. Like I just feel like that song is like a bring it down, like bring the house down song,
Yeah.
but it's a sad song and it's about her ex. So
I
I
wonder
feel
if
like she
she'll do it on like the last night of London, like,
I
you
bet.
know, kind of saying goodbye to the Eras Tour in London. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know it's devastating, but I bet
Yeah.
that to me, if I'm thinking in her theatrical brain, like that's what I'm thinking for sure.
I also kind of wanted to touch on Charli XCX like posted, I don't know if you saw,
Oh, I did see
but
this, and I
she,
was happy to see it.
yeah. So it's been like a common occurrence that fans at her shows have been like chanting like Taylor's dead, Taylor's dead, whatever. And people are kind of like, why isn't Charli like saying anything?
So
Like
dumb.
that's awful, whatever. She posted on her story like she screenshotted like a TikTok of like the chanting. And she said, can the people who do this please stop online or at my shows? It's the opposite of what I want, and it disturbs me that anyone would think there is room for this in this community. I will not tolerate it. Which is like, you know, simple enough. It's just it doesn't give too much away on if like they actually like each other, if there's actually beef there, whatever. But you know,
Right.
she's big enough and, you know, like has a brain and is willing to be like, hey, like no matter what, this is not okay. Like, doesn't matter if we don't
Okay,
like each
exactly.
other. Like, it's just not tolerable. Like, it should
Right.
never be, no one should ever be chanting that about anyone.
Right. Don't be doing this weird shit at my shows. Also, just like focus on Charlie. Like,
Yeah.
focus on everyone's so fucking obsessed with Taylor in this, like, with hating her. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think this is going to be? Like, do you think that Charlie's going to join in the chant? Like, do you think that this is what she wants? Like, she wants people to be, like, hating? Like, it just makes no sense.
It's crazy.
And she, Taylor just continuously gets it unfairly. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah.
She didn't do anything. She didn't block Charlie. She didn't do the, like, it's just that.
Yeah. I just, like, why are you at a Charlie XCX show thinking about Taylor Swift? Like,
exactly.
Clearly, that's your own issue.
You have your own problems. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like, to the point where it's embarrassing. Like, if I'm Charlie, I'm embarrassed that my fans are doing shit like this. So I'm glad that she thought something, because I do think, you know, whatever. Reminds me a little bit of when Taylor went, before Speak Now was coming out, was like, you know, these songs are gonna come out. I don't want anybody, you know, going after anybody.
Yeah.
Basically, don't do to John Mayer what you did to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
That, which, like, sometimes the artists have to control the fans, you know, and if they're gonna act crazy like that, then, you know, you're gonna hear from them.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that she said that.
Me
I
too.
Think that it's fine. Like, I obviously don't care whether or not they're friends at all.
Yeah.
I just think that they don't need to talk about each other. They don't need to, they can have mutual respect without being friends,
yeah,
you know, like, and I think that that's all fine.
Yeah, completely agreed.
Yeah.
You can like both artists. You can like one artist. It doesn't matter.
There's room for everyone.
There's room for everyone.
Like everyone.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see this all the time. And
we're,
know,
brats.
We're brats. We're
yeah.
brats. Major brats. I was
yeah.
listening to Brat with my family yesterday. My brother was putting on his, like, summer playlist, which has all the hotness right now, obviously.
Yeah.
And sorry, my nose is just, like, running like crazy right now.
Hey.
So he's putting on a summer playlist, and it's like half Charlie songs. And
yeah.
So me and him, like, then my parents are like, okay,
yeah.
like, okay, sure. Like,
I can get,
this
I can get into
like,
this. Yeah.
360s like blasting through
oh,
the house.
Oh yeah.
Like,
literally nonstop. I drove to Michigan yesterday, and I think I listened to Brat like 10 times on repeat. It's just so good. Girls
sure.
Girls So Confusing is like now my new favorite. The one with
is
Lord,
that the Lord
too.
One?
Yeah, the one she added
yeah,
Lord
yeah.
onto it, which I love.
Love.
Like, that was like, I love Brat because it has like these like intense topics.
Yeah.
With the lyricism covered by like these fun beats, dance tracks.
Beat.
Yeah. And like she's talking about how like it's so hard to be a girl. It's confusing to be a girl. Like you never know if a girl's actually being mean to you or if they're just being or if they're insecure, or if they have their own issues or what's going on. And I love that her and Lord kind of squashed whatever this under, like, it seemed like they didn't hate each other, but like they were told to hate each other. So like,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
They had their
well,
own insecurities that projected onto each other, and they squashed the beef on the song, and I just loved it.
Absolutely. I love it too. And I think, yeah, that's, they were also Lord and Charlie. And this is why I love the narrative that Brat is for millennials. Because I'm like, that's our fucking girl, because Charlie's a millennial. She's
yeah.
31, by the way. I looked it up. And so, but at that time, like when Lord had, what was, Pure
Royals?
Heroin. When Pure
yeah.
Heroin came out and Charlie was like featured on every song.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kind of look alike, I think, is the thing. They both have like the long brown
hair. The long
hair, like,
yeah.
And they've got like unique voices. And so it
people
was,
would
like,
compare them a lot.
Yeah. And it was fucked up. But that was the time. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It was like 14, 15. Like that was just all anybody ever did. They still do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that 10 years ago, it was just a little different when comparing. It was like, you have to draw this line in the sand. Like, it's, I mean, it was happening with Taylor back then. It was
mm-hmm.
all the comparisons, Taylor, Katy Perry, Taylor, whoever.
Yeah.
But I love that these girls have, you know, and Lord is 27, I think we looked it up. And so I just love, right, like you said, the squash beef, the growth, the realization that, like, why were we pitted against each other?
Yeah.
Why did
yeah.
we feel this way? Like, who told us to do this? Because
yeah.
we could do whatever we want. We can be friends. We can be on a song together. We can joke and have fun. And again, there's room for everyone. It's not like I'm not listening to Lord because I'm listening to Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I love them both. I'm
yeah.
going to listen to both.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Your ears are endless. You can, music goes forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of hours in the day to listen to music. Like, there is no need to like contain your fandom to one person just because you think there may be an internet beef between the two. Like, it does not fucking matter. Listen to what
yeah.
you want to listen to.
Exactly. Doesn't matter at all. So that's that. We love that. I'm trying to think of any other
there
any
was
other stuff. All right, now it's time to chat with our besties from Bowl and Branch. Obviously, everyone knows that we are Bowl and Branch girlies.
Yes.
Something interesting, I'm on this, I'm at a like an Airbnb with my family, and I told my dad was asking like, oh, how's the show going? What kind of ads you got going on? Yeah. Like, who you talking to? And I said, well, we've got Bowl and Branch. And he went, ooh, that's high quality stuff. And I was like, yeah, how do you know? Like, yeah. I just, in my head, I was like, oh, wow. So, as usual, Bowl and Branch is making waves in the sheep community.
Yeah.
I will say that I had a less than ideal night's sleep because I do not have Bowl and Branch sheets with me right now. And I'm dying to get back to my butter sheets. You know, I can't wait. I was gone for a week in Chicago and I came right down here. So I really am missing my Bowl and Branch sheets a lot. They are loved by millions of sleepers. As we know, like I said, I had no idea my dad even knew. That's something crazy. He probably likes them specifically because they help you not to get too hot when you're sleeping, which of course is an issue. Never sleep hot again with sheets that are woven to allow airflow and feel cool and crisp to the touch. Perfect for the sleepers who run hot, obviously. Yeah. There are amazing options, 100% organic cotton, percale, which is like percale?
I don't know what.
I've heard this word before, but I've only seen it written, I should say. So I don't actually know how to pronounce it, but it's a good, very good type of cotton. And it's made with natural cooling weave, and their linen, which is made from European flax, to be light, airy, and softer than soft, which is just so absolutely true. Fantastic. We all know this. I can't wait to, like I said, can't wait to get back to my sheets. Like, I'm really slumming it this week.
It's been so hot in Chicago too, and I'm like, I need to get back to my Bowl and Branch sheets because I sweat so much in my sleep. And Bowl and Branch sheets.
Oh, you've been without your sheets too for a while. We've been on the go. And it is, it's like once you're in it, you don't realize how much it's helped your sleep, affected your sleep. Like, kind of like you were saying before about with our friends over at Seed, my Bowl and Branch pillowcases help my skin. Like, my skin has been like flawless since I got these sheets. I'm really diligent about my pillowcases, really diligent about it. And I think that like the way that it is, it helps breathe everything, or helps everything to breathe. And it's just made my skin better, honestly. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's no, like, you know, I'm not sweating on my own face. Like, it's excellent. And we're very thankful for them, and they love us, and we're thankful for that too. So if you want to get your coolest, most comfortable sleep with Bowl and Branch, get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets when you use promo code Keegs at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code Keegs for 50% off. Plus free shipping. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Thank you, as always, to Bowl and Branch for loving us, because we love you just as much.
There was just some reports that after the show last night, Taylor and Travis were out partying until 4 a.m. last night.
Wait, who?
Taylor and Travis.
Until 4 a.m.?
Yes, following his heiress. Yeah.
I didn't even see this.
Celebrity Hotspot Chiltern Firehouse.
Oh my God, I have to tell Rhea. We were just having this conversation the other day. They're going to London over break. And she said that they were trying to go to Chiltern Firehouse. And I said, what's that? And she was like, it's the hot spot for all the celebs.
Yes.
And I can't tell her that they went because she's spot on.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, partying late into the night. They said 4 a.m. Wait, you should, let me pull up Taylor Swift styled, because did you see the outfit she was wearing? It was so cute.
No. I missed all this. How did I miss this?
These pictures came out like an hour ago, I think.
Oh, okay. I've been being a family girl.
She's wearing a very cute crochet dress. And I want to say Gucci heels. But I
Joseph Style hasn't posted it yet, but
oh my gosh.
I know. She's 17 hours ago, she's posting about her Tiffany ring with the two T's.
Yeah, that was really cute. They have like the classic Gucci like hardware, you know, that they have on the shoes and stuff. So I think that they're Gucci shoes if I had to guess. And she's wearing like this fun, like, yeah, like 80s crochet dress. And Travis is wearing a Louis Vuitton bucket hat.
Stop. It's so funny. No.
I love his style.
Oh my God. I am obsessed with this look. She looks
so cute, like, right?
Like, she's London. Yes, mom. I'm totally obsessed She looks stunning. Oh, Gia. Well, the second that my girl has this up,
Yeah.
you know these are both in my cart. Like,
Yeah.
that is
The shoes
insane.
are so freaking
Her,
cute.
so freaking cute. And
Yeah.
you're right. It looks like Gucci for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, gorgeous. And Travis and his little, also wearing like a crochet top. A
Yeah,
matching,
yeah.
I'm sorry, a matching crochet set as usual.
He loves a matching set.
Loves a matching set. Oh
But
my
yeah,
God. Wow.
they looked
Gorgeous. I can't
so
get that.
freaking cute. Like, God, I'm just obsessed with them. And it's
No,
just,
how exciting.
how exciting. And I just, oh, I forgot Leslie Mann was also at the show, at the
Oh,
London
Leslie,
show. And
excited to
Salma
see
Hayek.
her.
And Salma Hayek.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So many stars. So
Yeah.
many
Oh,
stars.
and Rachel
Zegler.
Zegler, yeah.
Yeah. Who I love. We
Yeah, I
love.
think she was like in the pit.
Oh yeah, no. She's like a
She's like a,
hardcore Swiftie.
yeah, I love that.
Yeah. That's incredible. I love that.
God, I
So
can't get over how freaking cute they are. Like, I just, and I
what a
love,
fun night, I bet.
yeah.
I bet they went out with like Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Andrew Scott. The videos of Phoebe and Andrew like just dancing and having so much fun. I know we talked about it earlier, them running around back for style, but like they're just what good friends. You know,
Yeah.
like all of her friends and all the people that she's surrounded herself with just seem so wonderful and so supportive. And I'm so happy that she has that in her life, you know? Like I'm so happy
Yeah.
that these people are there for her and get so excited about her songs and her stuff that
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
running back to the tent and like
Yeah.
they're just can't wait to, you know,
Like
can't wait to
even like
support her.
Jason, like I don't know why it just shocked me that he like knew the words to the songs and stuff. Like I don't know why. Obviously he has three girls, so like they definitely listen to her music, like even
For
probably
sure.
before Travis
Yeah.
and her got together. But yeah, just seeing like him and Kylie enjoy it so much
Yeah.
was just like really wholesome. I just feel like they add like an element to the family aspect that is just
Right.
you can't replicate it.
No, it's just cute
I
shit
was kind
all
of
around.
sad that Jason and Kylie weren't there for Travis on this on stage.
I know, I'm kind of bummed
Yeah.
out. Maybe they were like it'll be his
They probably
moment,
had
like
to they've been abroad for a minute. Like they were in Cannes. So they
that's so
probably had
true.
to
They might
like
have
go
left.
home. They're like, we have three kids. We have to go home. Like, I'm sorry.
For sure, yeah, they might have. I bet you're right on that
Like,
because yeah,
we
they might
can't
be very
watch Taylor
quiet.
for the third night in a row. Like, our children
Right,
need us.
exactly. It's like you can do that. You're the boyfriend.
Yeah,
Like, you
yeah,
can.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Like Taylor Swift, probably the only person that I could go to a concert 3 nights in a row. But even still, like, I had the opportunity to go one night, like one night, or you know, every other night, and I didn't do it because I was like, I can't.
No, it
My
takes a
energy.
toll out of
Take my energy.
you.
Yeah,
When I
it's a
went
long show.
2 nights in a row, like when before she came out, I was thinking to myself, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I'm like so tired. My legs are like about to give out. Like, I don't feel good. And then she came
It's a
out on
crazy workout.
stage and I was like, okay, we're ready
And you're
again.
like,
Yeah.
just kidding. And then
Yeah.
yeah, then adrenaline gets going. But it's
Yeah.
like you have that adrenaline burst for sure, but it's also like emotionally taxing because
Totally.
we're so invested in the songs emotionally. So it's like
Yes.
different.
Yeah, you're
And maybe for
screaming, you're
them it's like going
crying.
to, yeah. Maybe for them it's like we're fans, but they're not like literally screaming and crying, so it's easier. But like
Yeah.
I can't scream and cry like that 3 nights in a row. Two
Yeah.
nights in a row. Can't do it.
I
It's too
really feel
hard.
like the only person that was like kind of screaming and crying was Jonathan Van Ness. They were going
Yeah.
crazy. They
I forgot
had
he was
the
there too.
full nails with like each
Yep.
thing, and they were just they were crying, they were laughing. I was just obsessed
That was great.
with Jonathan Van Ness and Nicola. I feel like Nicola was
Oh yeah,
really into
Nicola
it too.
Coughlin. Oh my God,
Yeah.
the visual of her during Karma where she's got like mascara all over her face and she's like, you can tell she's been through some shit during the show. Like
Oh
it was just,
God, I'm obsessed with her.
I'm obsessed with her too. I love
Yeah,
her. I love
yeah.
her. I'm so glad that she's everywhere all of a sudden.
Yeah,
Like
me
I've always
too.
loved her. I was a Derry Girls fan, so I'm happy to ha see her on the come up.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Wow.
What
I mean, what a weekend. What a
a
weekend.
freaking
What
weekend. Like I will
a weekend.
never stop smiling thinking about it. Like I get chills when I think about it. Like
I know.
I just I follow a couple. I get notifications from a couple Twitter accounts. I think it was like the Swift Society or something. They just tweeted like Travis is on stage in all caps, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like I just couldn't believe it. And then I tried to go onto Kevin his live stream, the YouTube live stream,
Yeah.
and the person who was live streaming was just freaking out so much that like you couldn't even see him.
Couldn't even see.
So I was like, is he actually on stage? Like, I'm so confused. And then I saw, you know, the first clip of him like carrying her, and oh my God, we almost crashed the car.
No, I mean, it was on another level, you know, like it was, I also tried to go into a live stream and they like crashed immediately. Like it wasn't, you know, like it was, people were going nuts. The video of the pop that when they realize it's Travis, and they're doing the whole thing, and they realize it is like screeching.
Yeah.
Bloody Murphy.
Yeah. I mean, so I can't, oh God, I can't even imagine. I mean, it's so funny because even like in the videos, you can hear like all the people in the background, they're like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
it's Travis! Like, people just going nuts.
Yeah.
It's like just pandemonium.
Oh God, you know, she just really knows how to keep us on our toes.
She does.
Yeah.
She really does. Oh, well, I'm looking forward to more. I'm looking forward to whatever else she has in store coming up. I don't know how she tops this, but like, you know. She's crazy. She's crazy.
She's crazy. And he's crazy.
He's crazy. Yeah. Like, just such fun. Such fun all around. And I'm so glad that we're at the point where we're just having fun. We're having a good time. Like, it's unserious, like we said before. And it's just like, let's just enjoy it. And our guy, Kevin, the live streamer. Oh, I sent him $100 by the way, from us. I said, Taylor, watch XOXO.
Oh, thank you love for all that.
And so, because I get a lot of my info from him.
Yeah, true.
He does God's work, but he did say like these shows, he's like, these shows are going to end and we're not going to be able to like, you know, gather around and dissect these live shows anymore.
That's so sad.
He gave this big speech after like, I forgot, I think on, I don't know what day, Friday, Friday, there was a show. Cause I was home back in New York finally. And I put it on and it might've been Saturday. And he was like, yeah, like, I just think when this is all done, like I'm not going to continue streaming. Like, this is it for me. Like, it's only a store. And I was like, oh my God, like it is such a weird thing. Like, you know, 60,000 people watch his live every time she has a concert and we all talk about it. And we all like, it's every time she has a show, it brings together so many people just talking about it, that mastermind game, the Swift Alert, like all the stuff we're talking about, like it has a finite end. And Kevin was saying that you got to, just got to enjoy it while we have it.
Damn.
And I think,
wait, why does that like make me want to cry? Like, damn.
I know. It's like, what are we going to do when
it's
done?
I don't know. We're so lucky to be able to live in the Eras Tour era. Like, we're witnessing history.
It does.
It's crazy.
It feels so lucky. Yeah. It feels so lucky, but
we need to go to another show.
Yeah, we really do. We need to go to Miami.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah. We need to go to Miami. Like,
you need to figure it out. Maybe
we're fools if we don't.
That's Dave. And be like, Dave.
Dave.
Come on. Come on. You want a box. We know that you want a box.
Yeah, come on.
Pull it up. We'll be there.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll make some content.
Yeah. We'll hang out.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a great time. We're a good time. We're a good time at a concert.
Yeah.
We know how to do that big.
We're the best time.
Exactly. So.
So let's pray. Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Yeah.
Put it up there.
Yeah, manifest.
Right next to literally meeting and interviewing Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe like interviewing Taylor, then like one of the Natalies or Cam or someone,
and
then
dancers.
Miami show, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, all right. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, I think that covers everything.
I think so. But keep your eyes peeled for Dublin upcoming. I'm sure that
great stuff for Dublin.
Great stuff for Dublin. Celebs out the ass.
Yeah.
All our Irish kings are going to be there.
Oh, my God. I wonder if there's going to be like a full Irish king meetup. Paul, Barry.
I bet Barry will be there.
Yeah.
Sabrina.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Paul, although
maybe
I don't
Paul.
Know. But the actor was there. So.
Wait, really quick. Did you know that Paul Mescal and like Gracie Abrams like have been like linked together? Like people think, like I sent this to Madeline. It's obvious. I think it's like a blind item or honestly might be Dumas. So I don't, it's definitely not 100% true, but like they were seen out together in New York and Paul Mescal posted on his story, like got my at Gracie Abrams merch and Dumas posted, like I'm hearing through the grapevine that Paul Mescal and Gracie Abrams are hanging out. They had like some interactions on Twitter. And then this one from Dumois said, word on the street is that Paul broke Greasy's heart last year. His fans think they met in London after he followed someone on her tour during her London show. And they had Instagram flirtation. And then like in there's a in her song, she talks in one of her new songs, she talks about like you were 29 years old and it's called like Normal Thing or something. And like normal people. Yeah.
Worse.
Like something falling in love with someone from London that has too much baggage.
No idea. Ooh, but I ship it, kind of.
I ship it for sure, but I don't know if they're still in contact, but yeah.
Wow.
I know.
It's something to watch.
I know.
Developing.
Yeah, wow. I support it.
Me too, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
All right, well, if anybody has any more information on that, let us know.
Yeah, seriously.
And if you want to call in or message us for our Thursday episode, the number is 347-450-0723.
And it's hard to do it at the same time.
It's hard to do like this. 347-450-0723. That's the number. You can either send us a text there, or you can call and leave a voicemail. Tell us. We want to hear everyone's thoughts on this.
Yes, please call in. I feel like this is the perfect opportunity to call in, to text. There's so much to talk about, just like your opinions, whatever. Like, just please call in because there will be a lot to discuss.
Yes, it'll be fabulous. And that about wraps it up. We'll see you on Thursday.
Love you guys.